What about posture? For meditation, we must be relaxed, yet fully alert and vigilant. Otherwise, it's impossible to control wandering thoughts. Just as we need a quiet place to meditate, so our posture must be conducive to alertness and vigilance. For a moment, just try lying down. Then moved to a sitting posture, but slumped over. And lastly, sit up with your spine straight. Compare the three postures and you will surely see and feel that while sitting with your spine straight, you are the most alert and aware. A straight spine allows a free, unobstructed flow of energy up and down the spine and its associated energy channels. This is the posture in which we can sit in a relaxed yet alert state for the longest time without physical discomfort. The easiest way to find a straight posture is to imagine you are dangling from a thread attached to the ceiling. Rather than forcing yourself to sit upright, you're simply hanging there. Of course, we need also to be relaxed, so be sure the hips, shoulders, back of the neck and facial muscles in particular are relaxed and free of tension. It's not necessary to sit in the full or even the half lotus pose of traditional yoga, where the legs are crossed with one or both feet tucked up above the opposing knee. As long as the spine is straight, we can meditate most effectively whether sitting on a chair or on a cushion on the floor. Try not to relax against the back of a chair or wall. Dynamic energy flows far better when the spine is straight and supporting itself. As for lying down, forget it. We can practice relaxation and other useful techniques while lying down, but pure meditation requires all our power of dynamic focus and concentration, which the vast majority of us simply cannot muster while lying down.